Worrying isn't worth it. May the Lord bless you and allow us to have a few minutes together with God. The Bible says in Philippians 4, verse 6 through 7, do not be anxious about anything. Instead, in every situation, through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Do not worry. That may be the hardest command to follow in the Bible. And I was thinking of how many times we've broken that command from the moment we wake up. Literally, every day, we weaken our faith by worrying. Today's text reminds us of what Paul tells the Philippians. Do not be anxious about anything. In other words, leave worry out of your day, out of your agenda. Worrying is not just a head issue, it's a spiritual issue. It's taking on a responsibility that God never wanted you to have. It's playing the role of God and trying to control the uncontrollable. Worry will kill your joy, your happiness, and cause you stress, mental fatigue, exhaustion, and it will even affect your heart. Anxiety disorders are the most common form of mental illness in our days. It's a daily challenge that people tend to always expect the worst in life from the moment we wake up, we prepare for the worst news, the worst diagnosis, the worst call, the worst of anything. We need to put a stop to the pessimistic thoughts and ideas that we allow to enter our head and sit in our hearts. Everything that you allow access to that is far from God's permission for your inner peace makes you sick. You have to reject that condemning attitude that with any word you hear, you ruin your day. And that, with any opinion, it makes you anxious, worried, or even depressed. Even though it may seem difficult to process, don't give up. Don't worry. Your life is under God's control. Worry will only make you unhappy. Every moment of your life that you spend worrying is wasted. Worrying is focusing on your fears instead of trusting in God. Sometimes the most productive thing you can do is relax, regroup, and refocus. Listen without the intent to reply. Listen with the intention of grasping that worrying is not worth your joy, your peace, or your health. I'd like to leave you with this promise in Matthew 6, verse 34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Have a blessed day, and remember, Jesus gives us the ultimate antidote to worry. Live one day at a time. God will take care of your day and your tomorrow. And even though it may seem difficult, don't give up, nor worry, for the Lord will always be there for you.